Calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm sorry. Your name is Quina?
My name is Quay, Q-U-A.
Quay. Hi, Quay. Can you tell me what you do?
I'm a third-party call center. We have 400 different companies.
Okay. Bank of America just closed my credit card because you billed me last month for $68.89. And you tried to do it again this month. I have no idea who you are or what you're billing me for. And I just got a text from my bank saying that they shut my card down and they are not going to allow you to bill me anymore. And they will be going back to get the money that you took from me last month. And I want to know what you do.
I can be happy to see
why
were you
about 10. Pardon?
I'll be happy to see why were you charged. I need a zip code and your first and last name.
92234, and my name is Daniel Olson. You just caused me about 10 hours of work.
Is that your name is Daniel Colson?
No, Daniel Olson, O-L-S-E-N.
Okay, so when I put that zip code in, nothing is pulling up registering to your name. I'm just going to spell it out.
Daniel, D-A-N. I-E-L-O-L-S-E-N. You billed
okay.
Me $68.89.
Nothing is pulling up, registering with the zip code or your first and last name, so I'm just going to try your last
well,
name.
I don't know how you can't find me when you are billing my credit card.
Can it be under somebody? Can it be under somebody
no.
else's first name?
No. This is my own. This is my credit card, and it's only in my name. There are no other authorized users.
Okay, so I'm still trying to locate the account. Is this your phone number? That is 805-210-1060.
One of my phone numbers, yes. It's my primary.
Okay, nothing is pulling up with that phone number. The last result, we can use the email address.
I don't have an email address that I can give you. I don't know what you're using. I don't know who you are. I'm not going to give you any more information that you can use to create a case and build it against me.
I'm simply just trying to locate an account. In order for me to be able to locate an account or even assist and see why were you charged, we have to pull up an account. So I use your zip code. Nothing pulled up. I use your first and last name. Nothing pulled up. I use your phone number. Nothing pulled up. When I searched your last name, I asked, was it a possibility it could have been under anybody else's last name? You said no. So nothing pulled up under your first name.
Well,
but if you're saying that you were
doing?
Charged, if you're saying that you were charged, the last result would be either your email or the card that's been charged. We can use the first six and last four. Those are the last ways we can try to pull up an account.
I'm not going to give you that. I'm sorry. You've already caused the card to be canceled, so it's no good anymore anyway.
Yes, the last result was to try to reach out to to actually fill out and see why were you charged. We either need the email address. Well, that would be the last resort for us to even see why were you being charged. Because I used your zip code, nothing pulled up. Your first and last name, nothing pulled up. Your phone number, nothing pulled up. So, I also used just your last name. Of course, multiple options did pull up, but you're saying it's not a possibility that it could possibly be under anybody else's name. So, the last result would be the email address. You stated you don't have an email. The last and final result would be the card that was charged. Maybe it's not under your personal information. We would need the first six and last four of the card. That's the only other rights where we can actually try to locate an account.
since the card's canceled now and you caused me all this work, you want the first six?
And last four.
Five. What?
The first six and last four.
552433, and the last four is 3662. And I will be calling Bank of America back as soon as this call's ended and letting them know that I spoke to you and I gave you all this information.
You said the first six of your card is 552433?
Oh, yes.
Last four, 3662?
Correct.
Nothing pulled up with that card information. So I do advise, yes, please reach back out to your bank and see, make sure the number is valid, because I just put all of the information in. Nothing is pulling up. And definitely, we would have never found anything with your personal. Your card number should have, well, the old card number is being charged, should have pulled up any account that was being charged to that name. So since nothing did pull up, I do advise to reach back out to your bank.
Okay. Do you have a manager? This is nuts. This is happening too often with companies like you that have all of these different vendors, and you tell me you can't find anything, but Bank of America billed me, and you billed me and got money last month, and now you tried to bill me again today.
I just advise to make sure that the number was associated, that what was associated with the charge, make sure it is correct, because with your zip code, nothing pulled up. Your first and last name, nothing pulled up. With your phone number, nothing pulled up. You don't have an email. Okay, we want to use the card information, nothing pulled up. I asked whether a possibility can be on anybody's else first name, maybe associated with your last name. You stated no, that it is your card. So we've taken everything that we have to possibly try to locate an account, and we were unsuccessful with locating any account. So I do advise, yes, you did right. Please reach back out to your bank, because we're not able to locate any account on our end.
Okay, but how did you got paid last month?
We're not showing we're the ones to charge you, sir.
Let me say this, please. I paid my bank credit card bill last month. You were one of the vendors on the credit card. Bank of America issued you money on my credit card number that I just gave you. You took the money. You didn't return it. You didn't say, oh, no, it's not mine. You kept it. So you're telling me you can't find anything, but Bank of America is telling me they paid you. I see it on my credit card bill, and you kept the money. So something and somebody's story is wrong. Somebody's lying to me. I don't like that. It's not right.
So if you're saying that it's still a possibility that they cannot be registered under your name, then that's the last result we do have, to try to locate it under somebody else's name. Now, with me putting the card number in and nothing still pulled up, I do advise you did right. Reach back out to your bank, because we're not showing where we actually was the ones charging you. Make sure the number does match with the merchant that they did give you, because nothing is pulling up with any of the information that you did provide. I understand if nothing pulled up with your personal information, but definitely we would have found an account with that card number.
Okay. Why did you take the money then? Why did you bill me? How did you get my card?
I do advise to reach back out to your bank and make sure that the merchant information was correct, because we're not showing any account registered to you or any of that card information that you did provide it. And also, I used not even just the card. I used all of your personal information, and nothing is pulling up. So even if it would not have shown up with your personal stuff, your card information would have made meaning, okay, let's assume that it is fraud. That means somebody may have just got his card. So that's why I did ask for the card information. But with nothing pulling up with the card information, that had we alleviated all of our authentication process and even trying to find and locate an account.
Do you know how much time and energy this is going to cost me? Over 10 hours, I have other vendors that build this card monthly. That means I have to wait for the new card. I have to call every single person who's on here and give them a new card number, because your company is fraudulently billing me. And I don't care if you say you don't have an account for me, but you got my card number and you're gladly billing it and you're getting money from me. That's not right. If you tell me you don't have any information on me, why are you billing my card? You shouldn't have it in the first place. I don't know how you got it. I don't know who your merchants are, but I want to know who your merchants are. What kind of people do you represent?
Sir, I used your card information, nothing pulled up. So it is a good thing that your bank did recognize you, because that it, we can assume that it is fraud at this point, because we have not shown. Everything that you have provided me today, I've used it. Nothing pulled up. You're stating that it couldn't be under anybody else's first and last name. Understandable. So that's why we didn't move to the card information. I do advise you to reach back out to your bank, sir, because we have used all of the information that you did provide me.
I am going to. You believe me.
Yes, sir. That's the best thing to do at this point, because we did use all of the information. I used your zip code, your first and last name, your phone number. You don't have an email. So even with me using all of those and was not successful with finding an account, your card number would have pulled up for anybody that is using that card number and seeing why was that card charged. So when I put the first six is 552433. The last four is 3662. Nothing pulled up with the information. So that's why I do advise, yes, sir, please reach back out to your bank, because we were unable to locate any account associated with any of the information that you did provide. But if you're saying that you are charged, I do advise you to please reach back out to your bank.
I want to know who the kind of customers you represent. Trust companies, what do you sell? What are you billing for?
I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies. The only way how we can narrow down why were you charged, we would have had to locate an account. But with us unsuccessful with locating an account registered to any personal information that you provided, then also any card information that you did provide today, we are not the company that is charging you. I do advise to reach back out to your bank, please, and make sure that the merchant information was successful.
What is the name of your company?
I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies.
Okay. Who is the company called Extraordinary Quality?
I don't show any unaccount registered to any of the information that you did provide, sir. I do advise to reach back to your bank.
Extraordinary Quality.
I do advise you to please reach back to your bank. I do advise you to please reach back out to your bank, because we use your zip code, your first and last name, your last name. We use your phone number. You don't have an email. We use your card information. Nothing pulled up.
I know you're repeating yourself. Stop. I either want your manager or I want to know who the company Extraordinary Quality is.
We're not the ones charging you, sir, and we're unable to locate an account. Please reach back out to
your
bank.
You know what? That's what my bank is telling me, and this is the number that came on the bill.
I do advise you to please reach back out to your bank, because we're not able to locate any account.
You only know one script? You have a manager?
I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies.
You have a manager?
I have to pull up an account in order for me to even connect over.
Give
so with me not even having to connect over to an account, sir.
You're wasting my time.
I do advise you to please reach back out to your bank.